Do you think that's good enough to cover weed? I mean, I'm hoping it is, because that's what I've been using.
But. Sometimes the panties of a dead hooker.
Yeah, well, I like that smell. It's a combination of rotting corpse and pussy juice.
Where's that waiter? Good to be back on the air again. Mike, shut up. We gotta hide our manliness from the world. That, my friend, is a chilled bottle of JD. Where's that waiter?
This is the podcast that answers all the questions.
I like learning shit.
Don't tell me I ain't smart. I'm a redneck who motherfucking reads. Hell yeah.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, my God.
What's up?
It's Steve Jessup. Listen to my podcast.
I'm down by the river.
Oh, yeah. Now, welcome. My co-host and good buddy, Mike Merrifield. Hello, Mike.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Down by the River.
Right.
It's myself, Mike, and my good buddy, Steve Jessup, everybody.
I'm here, Mike. What is it?
I know, and you're eating cough drops like a bitch.
Oh, are you doing... Was that the beginning of the thing?
That's how we started, yeah.
Dude, I can barely talk. I can still barely talk.
Oh, my God. Are you like in the Brady Bunch when Peter's voice cracked? When it's time for change.
Mike, let's just tell everybody why it's Friday and we're putting up our podcast instead of when we were supposed to do it on Tuesday.
Well, the reason is normally we're very much on top of this, but this week... Steve was recovering from his cruise with the Trailer Park Boys, where apparently he ingested too many dicks and it wrecked his voice.
Yeah, it did. It really did. It blew it. Do you want to hit this?
I do. This is that Girl Scout cookie, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's good. It's good.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, man. That fucking cruise was amazing, man. I mean, from start to finish, I got on the boat, right? I mean, right out the get-go, they're trying to get you to wash up. They got these chicks on the stairs, washy-washy, and they're getting washing all the AIDS off your hands and stuff like that.
Do they really? They make you wash right when you get on board?
Right when you get on. I don't even know how I got this.
What the fuck?
But I got something still. So I guess it makes sense they make you do that. But at the safety meeting, Mike, where they teach you how to use the life jackets, some of our friends who listen to the podcast and have seen the Whiskey Weed Women show, my friends from Oakland, Red, and the fucking White Gorilla, said hello. They screamed out my name, said, let's get high. And then we went on the back deck of the boat because they had a romance suite.
So this happened right away, though?
Man. I didn't even unpack my bag.
They were doing the safety thing. When you get on a cruise, they got to teach you how to use the lifeboats. Do they tell you to let the women get on the lifeboats first? Is that
part of... they're like women and children and pets and shit. And I was too busy talking to Red about getting fucked up, so I missed the other part.
So you got you went back to Red, that was his name?
Yeah, man, he's like a legend in the Oakland, Sacramento area for growing and cultivating and making them badass pens. His pens actually taste like weed, smell like weed.
Well, that must have been awesome, because you get on the ship and there's a lot of security, so I know you were worried about actually taking stuff on board. So to first half an hour to have somebody be like, you want to smoke weed? You're like, fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah, I stuck stuff in my butt. Nobody wanted to smoke it with me.
The problem is you got to put it in a bag before you put it in your
ass.
Yeah, you just put those joints in there raw.
I did.
No one wants shit joints.
No one.
No one.
I tried to pass them out at Red's place and people got cross-eyed with me.
I went to the Bahamas with a female friend of mine and she smuggled weed in her vag.
Yeah.
And I still, all week, was like, I don't know if I want to... I know it was in a Ziploc, but I still, it's weird that this was in your pussy at one point.
Was that?
It mind fucked me a little.
Was that called the Bill Clinton experience?
I think they did call it the Bill Clinton, yeah. You roll it up like a cigar and stuff it in your fucking snatch.
All these joints have been in your vagina.
I don't know.
Man, I got this lighter for you right here.
Aw. That's like a professional Zippo up in this biatch. Nice.
Oh, it's ready to go.
So the first day, obviously, you hook up with some weed right away, so you're high as shit. And then how many days
did mushrooms, we did weed, we got fucking girls back to the romance suite, because they always had fruit out for these two fuckers. You know?
Bitches like fruit? Is that what you're saying?
Eric and Red always had fruit in their rooms.
Is that, like, they set that up because they knew broads were coming?
I think it was, like, one of them deals where they wanted to go on a cruise and the only thing that was left was, like, a romance package.
All right.
And they're like, fuck it, we'll take that.
We might as well fuck.
Yeah.
Right? We might as well.
It was a big-ass room with a bed.
Somebody should come. It might as well be us.
Man, the Trailer Park Boys were amazing. They fucking... brought everybody up to the 16th floor, all the entertainers and whoever they wanted to bring. Fucking Bubbles brought us right up in his room. He had his own goddamn hot tub, swimming pool, fucking butler service, big ass. It's like a 2,000 square foot apartment in New York. It overlooked the entire cruise ship. You could see through his living room window down to the swimming pool and all of the titties and ass and everything. Fuck, man. They did it right, man.
I should have went. I fucked up. I have this thing going on right now where I'm like fucking broke, so I couldn't afford to go, but I really wish I could have gone. That would have been great.
You were supposed to be my plus one.
I know.
I would have had to tell people we weren't gay the whole time.
That does get old, having to constantly tell people, look, we're not swapping fluids.
But man, I lost my voice because we did a lot of shows, and we went to a lot of shows. Like, I got to be real close with this band called Monster Truck out of Canada. Those motherfuckers throw down. We went to their show, screamed it up. And then, like, the last day on the deck of the boat, over the basketball court, they had bleachers and everything. We did a live whiskey, weed, women build show, and we built the fucking beer chandelier, 6-person funnel, live in front of an audience, filled that bitch up, and then people out of the audience came up to see who they could choke it down the best. We also did the pitcher with the fucking garden pump in it. Remember that one, Mike?
Yep, yeah, yeah.
I built it bigger, though. I made it out of, like, one of them things you get cereal. You hold your dry cereal in at Walmart.
Okay.
Those fuckers are big, man. Yeah. It was, like, 2 gallons.
Was there, was it just fans on this ship, or were there normal people on the ship as well?
There were a couple normal people that did not know what the fuck was going on.
I'd imagine they had to think it. Like, if you're hanging out by the basketball court and all of a sudden you come out and start doing a build,
yeah,
and it turns into a drinking contest, that had to have.
No, it was cool though. What if you were a guest of the Trailer Park Boys cruise, you had a special pass that would get you into events like the Whiskey Weed Women Live, or the Trailer Park Boys show live, or the Shit Rockers, or the Monster Truck Band, or all the other comedians. Doug Benson was on board doing shows. Tom Green. You remember Tom Green?
I love Tom Green.
Fucking Freddie and the Fingers and shit.
That's funny. That's like the thing people remember him from the least is Freddie Got Fingered.
Yeah.
I just remember his MTV show. I've always loved Tom Green.
Man, it was cool. Everybody was nice. We got fucked up every day. Bubbles was cool as shit. My boy from Monster Truck, Marv, put on his glasses and he said his head hurt for like a day.
He put on Bubbles glasses?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Them some fucking Coke bottles on
Bubbles.
I was
scared of them, man. I didn't get near them motherfuckers. He was like, you want to put them on? I was like, hell no, man. I already have a hard time seeing shit.
Well, the good news is if you shipwreck, Bubbles could start fires with those glasses.
He was.
Ugh.
Occasionally, he would just line one up from his living room down to the pool and just light a girl's ass up with it.
I wish I was there, because that's like, it's one thing to party, but, you know, a cruise ship is basically like a floating hotel.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about driving, like all of that. You just have to make it to your room. That's all you have to do. Well, you know
what else? What else I find? It's like camp, adult camp, because these motherfuckers are stuck with you.
Yeah.
Even if they're sick of your shit, they can't go nowhere.
Yeah.
You can't go nowhere. They got to kick you out. Off.
They got to call a helicopter to take you off the ship.
Yeah, I mean, you got to really fuck up to get restrained from certain areas. And, you know, as long as you keep your shit together, you're like hanging out with the same people day in, day out. They got nowhere to go. You got nowhere to go. And you just show up the next day and you're like, here you are. Here you are. Back at it again. Fuck yeah, we are. You want a beer? Yeah, I want a beer. Hey, you got any more of them mushroom pills? Yeah. Fuck yeah. This
mushroom pills?
Kicking off good.
You were doing mushroom pills?
Dude, I'm telling you, man. We was knee deep in everything you can imagine.
Oh, my God. How'd you like the mushrooms?
Well, I'm sitting here with a busted ass voice. I can barely talk to you. I didn't know who I was for 3 days when I got back.
And, well, I mean, so much so that we missed the Tuesday podcast. We weren't able to record.
That's right. Wasn't that why we did this?
That's why we did this. To let you know, we're still here. We've got the we got the complaints. We got the text messages. People are wondering where the fuck was the episode.
Somebody was pissed. One of our dedicated listeners.
Well, rightfully so. I mean, you guys, I know you guys plan your lives around this podcast, and your week is not complete unless you hear this show.
And instead of Tuesday, it's Friday. And I don't have a Whiskey Weed Women. We just put up show 134. Mike, pull it together.
Oh, God. Oh, good Lord.
134 was a weird deal. A lot of people were impressed. And it was kind of just a different, a one-off. Just to show, like, sometimes we do build real shit. It's not all goofball shit.
Well, like you set it up, the way you set it up in the video is a lot of times the way you build things, they're not exactly built to last necessarily every time. And it's sort of just like functional and it gets the job done. But this time you went above and beyond and built a dope ass fucking miter saw table, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, but you know what? Now that I think about it, you and I worked on one with a similar kind of deal where it did have to last forever and it still works great. It's that kegerator vending machine.
Hell yeah. Success right
that
here.
Thing, you know,
I'm holding in my hand an ice cold beer that just came out of that thing.
That thing works good.
But we worked really hard on that to make sure that would last. That was a project where we knew we're going to get years worth of use out of that.
Yeah, so sometimes you do that, but a lot of times, like we were talking about one coming up this year, I think we're going to get to work on this chainsaw-powered bicycle.
It's the shit. You see those all the time. You see those kits that you can order.
All the time, Mike!
Well, I mean, you see the ones where they get the online kit, where it's...
Is there a kit?
There's a kit, but it's only like a 20cc motor. Like
oh,
this.
Okay.
It's not going to be... The chainsaw is going to be much better.
I just have a chainsaw and a bike.
Yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need. And I don't know if those are legal. Well, not that we care about legal, but you see...
How fast do you think we can get it up?
Well, I think 20 is the maximum, right, without it being considered a motorcycle or okay. A moped. So we got to, in theory, keep it under 20. But depending on the gearing,
okay.
I think you can make that thing haul ass. I think you get 40 miles an hour out of it if we gear it. If we put a small enough sprocket on the wheel, I think it would be good.
We have some other wild shit coming up. I've been wanting to try doing the margarita washing machine. Or, you know, but I kind of want to make Bloody Marys.
You make them in the washing machine?
Yeah.
Where you've been washing your fucking cum-soaked chonies for fucking years? Well, do you rinse it out at least?
No, or? We're going to build ones dedicated.
Okay.
Cleaned.
All right.
We'll probably have like clear walls on it so you can see shit being mixed.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And maybe we even downsize the drink area, but still use the motor of the
Right. Because it's that back and forth rotation is what you're looking for to man. Get the properly mixed margarita.
We could put some paddles in it.
Mm.
And I'd like to make some Bloody Marys or some bloody beer.
Ugh. What's that?
That's some northern shit that I thought you would know.
Oh, you did that once, right? Where you mix like a beer and tomato juice or some shit?
Yeah, man. That's what you fucking...
Us northerners do that?
Northerners do. Pass the wheat.
That might, that might be beat out, but there's more in this right here. In this vac seal.
Oh, man. That was from our friend in Kentucky, wasn't it?
Yep. Tight vac.
Yeah, we get gifts on the road.
I wonder how well this works, though, because I travel with this in my car. Yeah. And, like, it's supposed to be vacuum sealed. It's a little plastic container to hold the weed or whatever, but I'll... The problem when you smoke so much weed is you don't smell it anymore.
Right.
You know, like I was on a long drive recently, and of course I'm smoking while I drive. And then I got out of the car at a rest stop or something. I got back in the car and I was like, "Holy fuck!" Like it smells like fucking weed. When you're in there, you don't really smell it. You get used to it. But you spend 5 minutes out of the car, you get back in, you're like, "Holy fuck!"
God dang it!
What do you use? I got some of that Osium. The truck stop
air freshener.
But do you think that's good enough to cover weed? I mean, I'm hoping it is because that's what I've been using. But.
Sometimes the panties of a dead hooker.
Yeah, well, I like that smell. It's a combination of rotting corpse and pussy juice.
You know? Now, you gotta get rid of the body. I'm just saying you just leave the panties around the headrest like an odor.
Oh, yeah, just to remind you of the recent murder you just committed.
I didn't do it. What?
Well, this is the theory I'm working off.
We gotta go, man. My voice was blasted. I just wanted to tell them why we weren't here on Tuesday.
All right, well, that's why we weren't here.
I gotta go lay down or something.
Well, let's, I think the best thing, I'm not a doctor, but I would say the best thing for your voice is for us to smoke 10, 15, 20 more bowls.
Thank God. I thought you were going to say, like loads of my jizz, and I'm like, how are we going to get that out?
Well, that's the backup plan.
Oh.
And I think we know how we're going to get it out. We're going to...
Serum of my...
Yeah, trust me, it cures a lot of ails. I've told the ladies that plenty of times.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to go lay down. Are we going to be on time next Tuesday?
Yes, we are.
My voice is probably still going to sound like
it's probably going to still be shitty, but you know what? You're going to power through because you ain't no bitch.
All right.
So, so guys, do us a solid and write a review. Rate the show on iTunes.
Yeah, man.
Not enough of you guys are doing that.
Woo!
And then we apologize for being late. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Fuck it.
4:20.
God dang it. Thanks for hanging with us down by the river, y'all. Y'all come join us, roll one up. Get you a cold one. Come on.
When it's time for change.